38 year old Richard Okello and two family members are registering at the UNHCR office in Nimule. He says he and his family decided to voluntarily return to South Sudan from the Kirandong refugee settlement because there is not enough food at the camp. He says when the UN World Food Program reduced food rations in May, it became difficult to feed his family.
To some few of us who have a very huge family, it's not easy for us to manage, to feed the family, because we do not have any external assistance apart from this food that we receive from the settlement.
23-year-old Amor Jok says she and her family, husband and three children arrived in Nimule on October 9th after leaving a settlement camp in Uganda's Adjumani district. Jok also says she and her family left their refugee camp because the food rations were not enough to feed her family of five. Jok is appealing to aid agencies to support returning refugees so they can work and reintegrate into their communities.
If the UN provides tailoring machines to women, it will be helpful. The machines will help women to be productive, earn some little income, and be self-reliant when the UN leaves. Also, if the UN takes youth to be trained as solar technicians, they can become self-reliant.
Adilan Bashir, who works for the South Sudan Older People's Organization, or SOPO, registers returning refugees at the Nimule border crossing point on behalf of UNHCR. Bashir says returning refugees are coming from northern Uganda's Rhino, Kirandongo, Palabek, and Invepi settlement camps, among others.
20% of the people are all whom we receive in a day. 90% of the people are going to Juba. Most of their issues is that they are going to treat maybe some sicknesses and then others are going to reunion.
Bashir says some refugees tell him they are returning home because life in the refugee camps has become increasingly difficult. Julia Rafali, the UNHCR spokesperson in South Sudan, says the humanitarian agency recorded more than 6,000 returns from Uganda in July and August alone. More than 19,000 others returned to South Sudan earlier this year, according to Rafali. She says refugees are returning home in droves for many reasons, including improved security in South Sudan and easier transportation within the refugee hosting countries. Rafael says UNHCR is supporting small community-based projects in some areas of returns and advocate for other groups to help where there is a lack of support for returning reintegration. She says although South Sudan has made considerable progress in several areas after the signing of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, the issues that forced South Sudanese to flee are yet to be fully resolved.
This is why UNHCR has been maintaining a non-return advisory to South Sudan. This means that UNHCR is currently neither supporting nor assisting sustainable returns of refugees and is not providing individual assistance to returnees at this stage, as we do not feel that the situation is conducive for returns.
Rafael says South Sudanese refugees have the right to return to South Sudan if they decide to do so voluntarily, but says the coronavirus pandemic is yet another challenge to voluntary returns.
Therefore, UNHCR and the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission strongly suggest to South Sudanese to remain where they are to protect themselves, their families and their communities.
Rafael says the UN Refugee Agency, the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, and their partners have verified more than 205,000 returnees after the peace deal was signed. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.